la 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 la. Hello, great friends of the B'nai Baruch World Kli. On behalf of New York 1 and USA Midwest 10s, I'd like to welcome you to this incredible environment we call the morning lesson. When I think of this morning lesson environment, a lot of times I remember a congress in Israel quite a few years ago. We were on the bus heading to the Congress, to the convention center in the morning, and I felt ill. I mean, really, really poorly. And I was thinking about going back to the hotel. But I didn't. Stayed on the bus. We got there, got out and headed towards the convention building. Didn't talk to anybody. I just opened the door and walked in. And I'm telling you, I put one foot in that building, and I felt great. All the pain was gone, and I felt just wonderful. And it blew me away. And I don't know if, you know, what the exact cause was, coincidence, maybe something I ate, I don't know. But I always call it the power of the environment. And that's what we're here today to do, to make that environment as powerful as possible. And so let's go ahead and do that. Dave?
Hello, friends. And I know that everyone here can relate to Jim's words and what he's saying about that feeling that he had about this special environment and that power. And what's beautiful about this environment is every morning that we wake up, we have the opportunity to step into the environment like Jim did and feel it and be part of it. Not physically, of course, but step into it by opening our hearts, nullifying ourselves, just letting ourselves be taken into it, just melt into it and feel how beautiful this environment is, this awesome, awesome environment that we're all part of. So let's take that feeling, let's take that thought into the lesson tonight. Let's be together as one man with one heart. Let's nullify ourselves to each other. L'chaim, back to Petah Tikva.
L'chaim, Rabash kotev kach.
Rabash writes,
yesh etza achat.
There is but one counsel. If several individuals come together with a force that it is worthwhile to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient power and importance of bestowal to become independent without outside help, if these individuals annul before one another, and all have at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot keep it in practice, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body.
Silent workshop, What does it mean to exit self-love? What does it mean to exit self-love?
Arthur.
Active workshop question. How can we annul ourselves in order to be one body during the lesson? How can we annul ourselves in order to be one body during the lesson?
אנחנו התאספנו כאן בוקר בקבוצת המיקוד גם PT 30 וגם PT.
We gathered here this morning, PT 30, PT 6, to start developing between us a special connection towards the preparation we're going to give the world clear Saturday morning, and the effort from this, the impression from the doing of H10s awakens a special light that builds us into a single body.
We are one body. So let's feel it now, that it's really here, we're all one body.
One means that it has love, like the upper light that is one.
Expanding the concern from the 10 to our whole great society and to the whole world.
Yeah, what's important is not me or the 10, but the entire vessel. I pray for the entire vessel to unite, to annul, to connect, so we'll be able to give a contentment.
Basically, this vessel is our opportunity, it's our way to achieving love of friends.
These great friends, they're all parts that yearn to be in contact with the upper force, and they want to reach adhesion with him.
We learn that only the little one can receive from the great one. That's why the spirit of greatness and exaltedness we have here will give each friend the power to annul.
We have to be grateful for this state that he arranged for us to be, to feel two tens melding into one body, to be in this common sensation.
Yeah, to thank him and to have one complete efficiency, all of us, as one man with one request, to be one body before this one great world clay.
כן, הבקשה הזאת תתממש על ידי מימוש יחסי אהבה בינינו, שכל המחשבה שלי וכל...
This request will be done by our relationships of love, so that my concern will be for the friends and for the connection between us.
איציק, אתה בהשתק.
rise to a new degree. You and me, right here and now,
we are holding you up.
We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides him,
and we won't let go. Bore, come and see how this love has set us free. We are one being, and we're living in unity. Bore, come and see how this love has set us free.
It's coming true. We are breaking through.
We are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand,
out of this desert
into a new land. Bore, come and see how this love has set us free.
Дорогая, любимая, мировая десятка. Мне выпало честь сказать несколько слов.
Я хочу благодарить beloved World 10. I got the privilege to say a few words, and I want to start with a few words of gratitude to the Creator for awakening us, for assembling us, for giving us an opportunity to work for him. And all of it is my group called Bnei Baruch. I remember the words of Rav, who said in one of the congresses 15 years ago, with tears in his eyes, he said, there is no other group like that. There is no other group like that. Why is there no other group like that? Because we who are spread around the world, despite all the differences between us, despite of the distance, we yearn for love, for bestowal, for connection, not for ourselves, not for our self-fulfillment, but to be a conduit to the light from the Creator to the whole world. Yeah, we did not know it 100%. We don't understand it 100%. We don't know how to do it all, but all these actions, the connections, we know that without the Creator's help, all these actions stand no chance. We need Him. So let's accelerate the correction, strengthen the prayer, the connection between us, to give contentment to the Creator.
I don't even know what to say after Rostik. Such uplifting words. It's amazing to be with your friends, Bnei Baruch, in this group. And you try to disconnect from the egoism and just dissolve in you, unite with you, be together with you in the lesson and ask from the Creator to accelerate our progress and help us connect, because without the help of the Creator, we won't be able to do anything. As Rabash said to Rav, why didn't you ask? So let's now unite together and ask the Creator to help us, connect us, and increase our importance of the path, give us a deficiency for the lesson on our path. Gary.
Prayer. Thank Creator, thank you for making sure that we advance toward the revelation that there is none else besides you. We know that the only answer to the achievement of our goal is through help from you. We hope to be worthy of this sublime goal, and we ask you to help us attain it by connecting us together as one man. Help us hold the right intention throughout the lesson and feel the deficiencies of the friends. Thank you for the gift of feeling great faith in your unity and greatness.
Prayer.
Thank you for making sure we advance toward the revelation that there is none else besides you. We know that the only answer to the achievement of our goal is through help from you. We hope to be worthy of this exalted, sublime goal, and we ask you to help us attain it by connecting us as one man. Help us hold on to the correct intention throughout the entire lesson and feel the deficiencies of the friends. Thank you for the gift of feeling this great faith in your unity and greatness.